Time to make it happen. Oh, yeah, our main goal was to ensure that the coffee mug would be large enough to fit the fidget spinner. What else would you do with that thing? Some people were like, I'm going to make ramen in this thing. I'm like, what? No, but it's a fidget spinner container. Okay, all right, time to get home and do the final stuff before people start leaving. Gonna do some streaming from home tomorrow. I think if you poured a 40 into it, you'd be disappointed, because I'm pretty sure it's 30 ounces. Because I think the first question I asked was, well, do they make them in 40? And I was told no.
This is it. This is the final song of the journey. I can't believe it. I got this far. Your beast came with that tag, and I couldn't believe how amazing this would be to me. But now, well, it's time to really set my foot down.
We're going to conduct an experiment to increase the number of new genomes.
Holy crap, this will be the final rap. And our journey causing a rage while I'm rapping in a cage. It's the end, now it's time to send out the message. Hey! Adrenaline so quick, being feminine, damn, it's finally over. Feeling lucky like a four-leaf clover. Why you gotta rope it? Hey, hey, why you gotta ram it? Send you slam it, damn it. Damn, things are blowing up like dynamite, and I know I like stuff.
Yeah, I know, I don't really trust people who pour 40s into glasses. Alley, because there are too many people fucking walking. I had a window, and then a guy on a bike fucked it up. Oh, come on. We're gonna die here. Alright, these two are gonna go, and I'm gonna go. This is a real mess here.
I wake up, every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy baseline is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Bonkers.
If if EA was having a press conference, we would probably do something with it, but they're not. It's like they're just doing the stuff that they did post-press conference last year. Just like, here we are talking about Battlefield, here we are talking about The Sims, here we are talking about this. So... Like, they're just running a set of live streams on Saturday. It's not a press conference. Like, one of those will be devoted to Star Wars. It seems like if you're going to watch any of it, that'd be the one. I might also want to watch the Apex one to see what new things they have to say about Apex. But, like, that's not something we need to talk over, so... Boys song anyone really wants to. What? They spelled sword wrong in this Heaven's Sword. Heaven's Sward. That's not a thing. Just fucking making up dumb words now. I think the thing to remember with the Stadia stuff is that it's, you know, that stuff is going to meet its largest success when it comes to people that don't play very many video games. The people that might buy a console and buy like one game a year for it. You know? People that used to play a lot of video games but don't anymore. If you're reading a video game website, Stadia is not targeted at you directly, you know? Like, indirectly, yeah, sure, yeah, maybe. You know, there's aspects of it that are certainly interesting and appealing and convenient, and, you know, different people will fall on different sides of that thing, but... Like, I think if you're looking to that thing and thinking, like, man, they, you know, like a regular console launch in terms of, like, they gotta have exclusives, they gotta have this and that, it's like, they'll do their thing here and there, but that's kind of not the pitch, I guess. Because, like, I look at it and go, like, yeah, I think Vinny was saying it on the stream that they did this morning, was, like, it would have been nice to see one game that you can't do any other way. Like, oh, this game is going to take more power than a PlayStation 5 or next Xbox could ever possibly imagine. You know, this is what we can do. The biggest shared online world you've ever seen. You know, like something gross. Something grossly expensive and over the top and probably not much fun, but at least it would be interesting in that specific way. I think that's the stuff that like people who play a lot of video games would look for. They'd be like, okay, well, show me something that makes you unique, that makes me want to get your thing, and they just don't have that yet. I mean, a lot of Tony Davis the rapper coming up on the playlist lately, and he's not good. Ah. If I quit all the way out of Spotify and relaunch it, it'll, play less Final Fantasy music. No, maybe it'll start scrobbling again. Got to scrobble. Whoa! It just started on its own! Help! I, like, force quit Spotify and it was still like, yo, here we go. Spotify is a ghost.
I have a picture pinned to my wall.
Don't know.
An image of you and of me, and we're laughing and loving it all.
It's just playing the playlist without.
Look at our life now.
Without intervention, it's just Spotify's not even open on the phone.
We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears we cry until dawn. Oh, hold me now.
Now it's playing this fucking dumb cover of Hold Me Now. Turn the whole phone off if I have to. Okay. Reboot this phone, get the fart ghosts out of it. The spookiest of Halloween ghosts. Okay.
Star,
oh God.
Say I'm a dreamer. We're two of a kind. Both of us searching for some perfect world we know we'll never find. So perhaps I should leave here. Yeah, yeah, go far away. You know that song.
No more Duncan Sheik.
Told me the world is gone.
Here we go.
I ain't the sharpest food in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running.
You guys heard this song before?
It's not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
It's from the movie Shrek.
So much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an
yeah, you know, I was digging in the crates and found this one, dusted this one off. Some of you younger kids might not remember. But let me tell you, when I was growing up, this song, everyone loved it.
Thank you.
This is just a great album. This is a classic record. They went in, as they say. We used to, you know, hang out, out in the field, listening to that song, playing footbag. Little footbag for you. Back in my day. Yeah, I mean, get it in early, I guess. You know, if someone's going to be around on Saturday, that could, like, you know, just create a backup of the playlist, like, let's say early Saturday morning or late Friday night or something, I might say, you know, hey, download Spotify and do it up before the rush, I guess. I don't know. Before the chaos. I wish Amanda Blank put out more records. Maybe I will follow your backup of the playlist so that I can, in the event that the main playlist just gets too hot, that'll be a backup that people won't be able to touch because the playlist is going to get touched. That's the experiment. That's the whole point, right? I mean, it's supposed to be bad. It's supposed to be a nightmare. But if people start getting to a point where they're getting too good at erasing the whole thing, to the point where it becomes hard to play anything, maybe I can fall back to the backup. Just to ensure that all those people get appropriately abused. You know, hey, if 200 Final Fantasy songs get added, that's just an opportunity to add 200 more other songs, right? Ever forward. Yeah, you know, yeah. I like that this is one of the songs on Spotify that has the little animated GIF video thing. So I can just see Phil Collins jumping up and down. Doing a little step clap, little step clap. Not so much of a step, but it's like a half Rosie Grier. Say it. Say the word. Say it. Say you love Satan. Zamboni.
Yeah.
Now this crew here, they went in. The little looping animated GIF for this song is just the shot of them running naked through the street on loop. Which is pretty funny.
Thank you. fucking break that shit down. And 5 and 6 and 7 and 8. Now you will lift the leg. Don't stop between sets.
Choose to set an alarm for a rest period or sleep through the night after listening to this, or just gently drift wherever this track takes you.
Wow.
And I would like for you to find a comfortable lane or sitting position.
Okay, yeah, I'm sitting.
And hold your hands in front of you for a moment.
I'm hoping this track takes me to Viridian City.
And whether you are in darkness or can see in the light, gaze towards where the hands are, keeping the eyes open and imagining a warmth and expanding light energy building and tingling upon your hands. Imagine luminous energy growing as you listen to my words.
Definitely, yeah. Of course.
And you can be curious to wonder how aspects of the mind and body can come forward to support you as you prepare to go into relaxation. As you notice the warmth moving into your hands, the eyes grow hazy, and perhaps you notice the changes of sensations in different parts of your experiences. A diffusion of energy moving into the hands, so that in a few moments, when you place your palms upon your stomach, you might imagine how the contact and touch of the mind and the body can alleviate and calm your stomach. And you await your healing touch, as waiting allows you to go deeper into a restful and healing time for yourself and your restoration. Waiting.
This track says it's serenity and healing for irritable bowel syndrome, by the way. So if you've got that, you might want to get the fireball going in your hands. I don't
deeper
know.
Capacities to heal running throughout you. You can be curious to wonder how the imagination can direct the mind towards supporting your body. So wonder and feel the sense and touch of warmth building, awaiting the healing touch, because we all use touch as sentient beings to heal and comfort ourselves. So letting those sensations really tingle in the hands and imagining the warm sense of light and touch moving and expanding ever more into the palm. That's right, as you can prepare to put your hands upon your stomach.
All right, this is 45 minutes long.
Contact.
Oh, Mitch Hedberg was a very funny guy. When he was alive, he would make me laugh so much. Truth be told, I did not even know who he was before he died. Been told all about him, and I have listened to many of his comedy jokes, and I find them very funny. Oh, Mitch Hedberg, what a fine man. He was saying many funny things when he was on the stage, and everybody loved him because he was great. He had a lot of very funny one-liners, similar to maybe Stephen Wright a little bit, don't you think? My only problem with Mitch Hedberg is that he was a little bit too obsessed, talking about drugs and all that stuff. Considering that he died from taking too many drugs, you kind of understand why he talked about drugs so much in his act, because they seem to be a part of his life. I do not think drugs are funny. I think drugs are stupid. I wish Mitch Hedberg didn't do drugs. Then he'd still be alive and make us laugh some more. He'd be so happy. Oh, Mitch Hedberg, I wish there were no drugs on earth, cause then you would probably still be alive.
Say a prayer, but let the good times roll in. doesn't show. And I won't want these words to make things right, but it's the ones that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? The worst you got, the most you think is back to the key.
Could it make this more morbid? Fucking PlayStation abortion. Can I kill you? Cross network. Guess who's raising their network? Now Microsoft just gave birth to a new gaming culture.
I've seen any of the Universal Soldier movies, now that I think about it.
When you're dying, you're ready to rest. I'm gonna go to the place that's best. I'm living and I'm tall. There's a yet to experience the sky.
people on the other side of the aisle, they'll tell you they want to put bands like Cold Chamber out of business.
Thank you.
Sugar Ray and the Black Eyed Peas have a similar arc to their careers, where if you go back and listen to early Sugar Ray, like fucking Mean Machine and stuff, that like had some aggression to it. And but then it turned into this, which is like, how do you describe this? This is like, thanks, Joy. We're really happy to be playing for you here on The View this morning. Is that like, is that this genre? Volume is for music going out on the stream, because it'd be nice to not shout over it for 6 hours straight. Like, my voice sometimes gets fucked up just driving normally, normal lengths of time. favorite drum breaks? Always has been. Like, even in Spanish, it's still identifiable as one of those fucking bullshit songs.
Thank you.
improvised song to Cab Children cover. Children. Do not do it. Call the police. Find an adult. Did they have a kid record a little moan there? Like a, ah, for the part where they say fuck? Already on the other playlist. What? another point of comparison in here. He's rapping about the basement. Imagine he's more or less speaking to children and see how that makes you feel.
Come on, 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 come on
take clips from videos this dude made and auto-tune it and put a beat on it? Is that, I'm guessing that's how this had to go, right? I'm not for crime, personally. I joined a team. Won't you join our team? Please join our team.
I would gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Whip it up! More songs from the Popeye the Movie soundtrack here. Venus. I saw a dude this morning that looked a lot like the American Badass, except if he had just kind of kept going and not tried to stay in some semblance of ring shape. He was just like, no, I'm gonna drive my Jimmy down to the gas station, get some gas, and then work out in my garage, building a shed for my wife. Yeah, he was ready to fucking throw down with those big old soup bones.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better than yours, damn right.
sounds like football music. Phil Sims would go on to have a career. Who's back, everyone? Build up to it, I guess. Something really off-putting to me about marching band music. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because accidentally signing up for marching band in my freshman year of high school is the thing that got me to quit playing music in high school because the teacher was such a prick. Maybe it's something deep-seated like that. Well, best not to think about it. So we'll do this Saturday morning then. I don't know when yet. I gotta put some thought into it. We'll be, doing some streams from, we're doing some streams tomorrow. And I gotta pack and, take care of some errands and all that sort of stuff. And we recorded the E3 podcast today, so that's done. And we will do our thing. I'm feeling pretty good about it. Good batch of appointments, good batch of guests, all that sort of stuff. So there's kind of nothing left to it but to do it, as they say. I'll get on Discord and grab that link. That'll be useful. All right, cool. I'll see everybody around then.